بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. كلما ذكر الذاكرون وكلما غفل ذكر الغافلون، أما بعد، my respected Muslims, Allah has revealed incidents in the Quran concerning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and narrating incidents which happened with different prophets, so that it would console Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْقُصُصِ. رُسُل. That when we reveal to you the stories of Anbiya, why do we reveal them? لِنُثَبَّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. To give your heart a firmness, steadfastness, to give a support to you. These are the reasons that we reveal this incident of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. It's not just revealing stories just for the sake of stories, but behind every story there is a lesson, there is something to comfort Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something to support him. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from Taif and he had to migrate from Makkah to Medina, Allah revealed in Surah Yasin the story of sending Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam to one locality, Qarya. The Mufassirin have written that this locality, its name was Antakya. And Allah sent two prophets, then Allah sent another one, three. And they were doing their job, inviting people towards Allah. The people started turning them down. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ. One person came from the outskirts of the town. This person is known in Quran as Habib Najjar. He was a carpenter. He had brought Iman on those prophets. And he came, and when people were insulting and abusing this Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, he intervened. And he told them that, what's wrong with you? These people are calling towards Allah. They're calling towards Deen. What is your issue? So they left the prophets and they all jump onto him. Now this, he came to assist Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. He came to help. Right. But Quran has revealed what happened with him and what was his concern. That even after he died, Allah asked him that, what was your concern? So he said, وَمَا لِيَ لَا عَبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. What's happened to people? Why can't people worship and recognize that Allah who created me? And then he said, قَالَ يَا لَيْتِ قَوْمِي. I wish my people knew, بِمَا غَفْرَ رَبِّي, on what Allah forgave me and on what Allah made me the honored person. What they were thinking honor, that's not the honor. This is after and giving him entrance in Jannah. This is what his concern was. Allah revealed his concern in the Quran. That look, one person who assisted the Anbiya, who supported them. This was his, this is in their company he got this concern. The concern of Anbiya is, of course, it's to their level. But a person who just stayed with them, he got affected by their concern. He developed this worry and this concern for his people. That after even he died, he had this, that what's wrong with the people? Why these people cannot accept the Islam and cannot accept the truth and cannot accept the reality. Another thing which Allah has mentioned is about akhirat and about the life hereafter and about how a person will be questioned and what will happen to him. This question of a human being subpoenaed in the court of Allah, where Allah says, "Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjulum bima kanu yaksibun." Where a person will stand in the court of Allah, and these two angels, Kiram and Katib, look how merciful Allah is, how kind Allah is. These angels, they come in Fajr, and they change their duty in Asr. Then they go in Asr, and then the next one comes in. Allah's guidelines to them, instructions. If any, the angel on the right is the boss. The angel on the left works under him. When any Muslim intends to do any good deed, just intends, let's say write one good deed. Just write it. When he does it, 10 times. 10 hasanat. Intention on intention, 1. When you do it, 10. And then Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah can give multiple folds how much he wants. But when you commit a sin, or when we commit a sin, the angel is told, don't write it. Don't write it. He must have done out of peer pressure. He must have done out of the environment. Accidentally, you know, give him a chance. He'll make tawbah. He'll repent. He'll turn towards Allah. What is the time frame? From Fajr till Asr. He tells him, don't write it. Look at the time, how much time is given. And what does a person need to do? What does he need to do? At-tawbatu hiya nadama. Just to feel guilt that, oh Allah, I messed up. I did something wrong. Please forgive me. That's it. There's nothing more than that. You know, the person says, oh Allah, you know, I know I did something wrong. Just forgive me. It's between him and Allah. Right? And Allah forgives the person. Allah forgives the person. Just turning towards Allah. Just asking towards Allah. Right? Allah says that, look, in my court, when you will come tomorrow. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah says that, look, when my court, the people who are criminals in my court, when they'll be separate, Allah will tell them, أَلَمْ أَحَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ. Didn't I tell you, didn't I take an oath from you that don't worship shaitan, don't follow shaitan, he's your open enemy, don't fall for his trap. Don't fall for his different things what he'll do. Don't become a victim of him. In the court of Allah, when a person will come, and when the hisab will take place, and he will see there's no one here, there's no one, and he'll say, oh Allah, you know, there was a mistake in recording. What? There was a mistake, error. Allah will listen to all his, everything what he will say. After he'll finish, then Allah will say, okay. Now Allah will make his surveillance camera run. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That land where he committed that sin, that land will be brought in front of him. It will be a replay of his actions. And the land will say, oh, that day, that time, this place, we did this. Allah won't stop there. Allah will take it to the next level. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Allah will seal the mouth of a person. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. And then, the first thing which will speak, it is the thigh. The left thigh will speak. And the body will give evidence against the person. And the person will get so angry, so angry, so angry. And he will say, Lima shahidtum, who give you the authority to talk against me? Person will tell his body, how dare you give testimony against me? And the body will say, that Allah who has given Qudrat today for everything to speak, that Allah has given me Qudrat to speak against you. Allah will show his ultimate power at that day. That how Allah is ultimate. Because Allah is just. Allah is just. Allah will never do injustice to anyone. Allah's law is anything a person does, bring witness, bring evidence, bring proof. As they say, innocent until proven guilty. Allah will say, you're innocent. Allah will prove that person guilty in the court of Allah. Allah will bring all the evidence against the person. That's why it is said that وَنَزَوَ الْمَوَازِنِ الْقِسْطَ الْيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will put the scale of justice. Right. And every human being, his amal will be weighed. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Anyone doing anything good equivalent to an atom, that will be weighed. Anything doing anything bad equivalent to an atom, that will be weighed. Allah will bring everything. That is the Qudrat of Allah. You know, today, science, technology, you know, DNA, this, that, it proves all the things which Quran has said, a lot of things in science and technology and this, it's after how many years, and how many research, and how many this, Quran has already said it so many years ago. Lot of things which Quran has said, people have made research and research and research and research and spending thousands and billions, and they've come to conclusion of that. Which Quran had already said it 1400 years ago. There's so many things where people have made research on Quran and science, and they've come up and they're shocked and amazed that 1400 years ago, and this Quran was revealed to the Bedouins, and they were the people, majority did not know how to read and write, and so much advance information was given. That, you know, when you see what Quran has given about the birth of the child, the process, how it goes 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. If you look at that process, it's like till today, till today, medical science is shocked and stunned of how Quran has described it. How Quran has, you know, described every step of the birth of the child, where it happens and how it happens. It's like so correct and perfect. That's why, my respected Muslims, it is very, very important. One thing, Quran is not just a book for qira'ah, to read. It's a book for tilawah. There's a difference between qira'ah and tilawah. Tilawah means you understand what is being read. Affiliate yourself with the Quran in that way that you understand. You know, understand what it's telling you. It's like communicating with you. Allah is communicating with you. It's a manual of your life. You know, mashallah, we are so intelligent and smart, and we understand everything. Take Quran in your own language. In your own language. Just read it. Read the translation. Start from that. Alhamdulillah, Quran is available today in every language. Every language. Take it, read it. So that at least, okay, slowly, 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 you'll get used to it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the attachment with the Quran and the understanding of the Quran.